The Dillon Fire, west of the Klamath River in northwest Siskiyou County, has been active for 11 days now. It's grown to over 10,300 acres, an increase of a relatively modest 1,000 acres overnight. Containment stayed at 21%. For reference, the Dillon Fire was 4,000 acres and 0% contained a week ago. Another 200 personnel have been added to the operation, now totaling 760 people. They have managed to establish strong containment lines on the northeastern perimeter and to the east along the Klamath River. However, as Stuart Turner, fire behavior specialist with the California Interagency Incident Team, explains, the main issues the firefighters are dealing with are along the south and west perimeters.
On the southwest corner of Rock Creek, that's still backing down that slope with some rollouts and some spotting. The rollouts are pine cones or logs that are on fire, and they start rolling down those steep slopes and then start a new fire down in the green fuels. So that's continuing to happen there above Rock Creek. As we move to the west side and Cedar Creek, that continues to back into Cedar Creek, it crosses Cedar Creek, and then it starts to run up the other side of Cedar Creek. When it gets to the ridge top, then it throws some spots out there. So that will continue to happen today. On the northwest corner by Dillon Creek and Cedar Creek, that continues to grow. That has pushed up a slope, and now it's going to cross that slope and slowly work its way down that, but following that Dillon Creek area. To the north, it's throwing spots across the Dillon Creek into the old burn scar. That burn scar, the fuels are such that it's not really receptive to moving fire around in it. There are some fuels in there that catch on fire, but they just don't enlarge or grow in size out there. And that's what we're seeing with the spots that came out a few days ago.
Intermittent closures of Highway 96 are still possible, particularly near Syed Valley. And the forest closure order in the vicinity of the Dillon Fire is still in effect. Yesterday's evacuation zones remain the same as they have done for most part of the week. There are no reports of destruction of property. To the northeast of the Dillon Fire, the Blue Fire has increased by 20% overnight to 2,600 acres and remains 0% contained. The fire is into its 10th day. Smoke impact today has been following a similar pattern to yesterday's, and this trend is expected to continue tomorrow, Saturday. Here is Air Quality Resource Advisor Sarah Cofield.
We are seeing a return to those conditions you might have noticed on Sunday and Monday of this week, where there's that southwesterly breezes that are pushing the smoke in a certain direction, and that led to a really distinct pattern. Smoke started infiltrating into a lot of our areas kind of late morning, early afternoon, before lifting up in the afternoon, and we're going to expect that to continue. So in areas really south, nearby, but south of the Dillon Fire, it's going to be in that unhealthy to up to hazardous air quality conditions. As you go further south, not as bad, seeing down into Hoopa, some moderate to maybe unhealthy for sensitive groups, but then improving again in the afternoons.
Hamburg, to the east of the Blue Fire, will continue to see unhealthy conditions. Solms Bar, to the south of the Dillon Fire, has seen very unhealthy conditions today. Conditions are expected to improve tonight, but unhealthy air may return in the morning and early afternoon before cleaning up. Sunday and early next week are expected to bring additional clouds, which could cause smoke to persist. However, potential for rain is also possible, which could provide reprieve. For more information on smoke outlook and air quality, see wildlandfiresmoke.net. That's wildlandfiresmoke.net.